Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Light of Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again, and welcome to the beginning of a new week. It's a new week. It's the 12th day in the 9th month of the year 2022. It's 18 more days to the end of the month of September, and this month is moving well. It's going at a very, very wonderful pace. It's not too fast, it's not too slow, it is just moving, and trust me, I love it. I love it so much. So, I saw a particular tweet on last week. I can't remember the particular day. I saw a tweet last week, and it was a quote to an original tweet, I think sometime in the year. So, you know those moments where people talk about or people post pictures or write, make a tweet about them getting into a relationship. Yeah. And due to one thing or the other, somewhere down the line, things do not work out. And they come back to that particular tweet and quote it and say, breakfast served. So if you are not a Nigerian, breakfast simply means breakup, heartbreak. Yeah. I don't know. It does not sit well with me. This is just me. Honestly, I'm not saying it's very terrible, but I just feel that it's not really necessary. You can argue and say, oh, when people get jobs, they tweet about it and they are excited about it. And then when they are leaving that job, when they are leaving the job, they also, you know, tweet about it. I mean, it's a good thing they are moving from one job to another, right? So why do you have a problem with people talking about their relationship status? I don't know. Maybe because I do not like the whole concept of breakfast and heartbreak and what have you. The concept does not just resonates a whole lot with my mind. So whenever I see people who are very, very vocal about it, I'm like, people should actually calm down. Yes, I know it's a life update. Yes, I know it's part of your life. Something happened. You not talking about it is not going to make it unreal or false, or it did happen. And I just have that in my mind that you're not supposed to come outside, period. Why? I genuinely do not know. So I think I'm going to, you know, throw it out there. What do you think? Do you think people should come back to posts or tweets when they shared some form of mushiness? Yeah. And say, oh, okay, you know, ladies and gentlemen, breakfast just got served. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think. Because when I saw that, I was like, it's not an important piece of information that we need to know, I think. So tell me what you think about it. Tell me your thoughts on the matter of, you know, people talking about heartbreak, people sharing heartbreak stories. Not sharing heartbreak stories, just giving the update that, okay, once I was in a relationship, now I'm single. Once I was blind, now I see. Send me a DM, shoot me a DM on at Let It Off Your Chest, or write me a mail at letitoffyourchest@gmail.com. It's a beautiful week already. I'm psyched. I'm super excited. Thank God I remembered. You know how I was talking about this particular Gen Z, what's it called now? Slang, it's not given. And how I used it last week without fully knowing what it meant. But then my use of the slang, was that a slang? My use of the sentence, as you may call it, was like a play of words. So a new friend of mine introduced me to Givium. Yeah, and initially I listened to him on Thursday night, and it generally was not giving. Jiggets. I wasn't feeling him because I was doing something. So I was like, how can I'm supposed to listen to Givion? So I just searched his name on Google, on YouTube Music, and the first song there was Heartbreak Anniversary. I'm like, let me just play it. If you good like that, any song I play suppose slap. In my mind, I'm like, what was this? And then I left. And then we had a conversation about it on Thursday slash Friday. I'm like, okay, I'm willing to give him a second chance. And I did, and I'm glad I did because it was cool. It was good. I won't lie. It was good. And yeah, let's just say that I'm now like a Givion listener. I won't say I'm a fan. I'm not a fan. I'm far from being a fan. But yeah, I listen to Givion now. I think I've listened to two of his albums out of the three. Yes. And it's been beautiful so far. Yeah, I think it's time for me to get out from your ears. Hope you think about what I said and share your thoughts on Heartbreak Updates. Is it necessary? Funny that I listened to Heartbreak Anniversary as my first song from Givion. But yeah, tell me what you think about it, and we'll see you tomorrow.